The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn. And if you're up early with coffee right now, somewhere between Beacon, Poughkeepsie, Peekskill, White Plains, wherever you're listening, wide awake, and while half of the valley is still asleep, you're exactly the person I built this show for. Because in the next few moments, I'm going to hand you three things. First, I'm going to tell you why the scale goes down while your body's quietly getting weaker. There's one thing most popular weight loss methods in America do not address. And if you don't address it yourself, you can end up smaller, softer, more tired than when you started. So stay with me for that one. Second, I'm going to give you a 10-second test you can do in your own doorframe before you even leave the house this morning. It's going to tell you whether your body's running on a hidden stress signal you can't feel yet that most people fall into and have no idea. And third, the third segment, because I only get to do this for so many people once, I'm holding an open small number of free exams this week for listeners. Two of them, actually, depending on which one of these two problems I'm talking about is yours. I give you the keywords before the end of the show, so all you have to do is text that one word and we'll connect with you. So coffee's hot, the sun's coming over the Hudson Valley, let's get into it. Let me start somewhere that has nothing to do with losing a single pound. Let me start with a jar of peanut butter. Because here's something true for every single person listening. Whether you want to lose 40 pounds or you're already lean and just want to stay strong in your 70s, your body's not a bank account where you just subtract calories and win. Your body's a living, adapting thing. And the single most valuable tissue you own, the tissue decides how you age, how you move, how you burn fuel while you're asleep, is your muscle mass. Muscle's your metabolism, plain and simple. It's your engine. It's the one thing that lets you carry around the groceries in from the car in one trip, 75 pounds, right, instead of 55. And here's the part no one puts on a billboard. You can lose weight and lose your engine at the same time. In fact, the faster the weight comes off, the more of your engine tends to go with it. Now, can I be straight with you just for one second? Because I'm not here to bash anybody's choices. You've heard about weight loss shots. Half of you listening have either taken one, took one, have a sister or neighbor who does. And look, they work at what they do. The number on the scale moves. But here is the biggest question almost no one ever asks about before they start. And it's the one that keeps me up at night. What exactly is coming off? Because the research coming out right now is showing that with fast drug-driven weight loss, a real chunk of what you lose isn't fat, it's muscle. It's the engine. People are dropping weight and dropping strength. Some are watching their hair thin out. And here's a consequence question I want you to sit with this morning. If you lose the weight before you also lose the muscle that keeps your metabolism lit, it's on fire, what happens the day that you stop? And I'm going to tell you what happens, what the research says, because we see it every single day. The weight comes back, but it comes back onto a body with a smaller engine, and it comes back easier. So it's harder to move the second time. You don't fix the cause. You rented a number, and the rent comes due. So I want you to do something for me. Don't picture yourself today. Picture yourself 5 years from now. Two versions of you walk into a room. One of them spent those 5 years chasing the scale, shot, step, regain, repeat. Each cycle left a little muscle behind. The version's lighter on some mornings, but they're weaker. They're colder. They're tired in a way that doesn't fix. The older version spent the same 5 years protecting the engine. They're carrying less fat, more strength. They haven't thought about a scale in months because they don't have to. The same 5 years, two completely different outcomes. The only variable is whether somebody helped them to keep the muscle while the fat came off. That's the whole game. And it's not what the syringe does on its own. It messes you up in other ways. So here's the free give this morning. No call required. Do this starting with breakfast today. Number one, build a protein floor into your first meal. Most people backload protein to dinner and wake up in a hole. Front load it. Aim to get real servings of protein into within the first hour you're awake. Eggs, maybe cottage cheese, a clean protein shake, whatever's easiest for you, protein first before the toast and the fruit. That one shift protects your muscle and kills the mid-morning crash. Number two, do 10 sit to stands before you leave the house. Just stand up and sit down on a kitchen chair 10 times this morning. That's it. The simplest strength signal you can send your body. And if you do that every morning, it tells your engine to stay switched on. Strength isn't a gym membership. It starts with that chair. Now, here's where I have to be honest with you about what, you know, the limit of the radio show and how I can help you. But I can't help you if you, you know, if you're wasting away muscle and you're actually carrying that versus fat. I can't tell you whether you're going to lose weight and protect your engine or quietly you're eating it. And that number, that's a number that decides everything. So this is what I'm going to do. I want you to really hear how simple I'm making this for you. The first 10 people reach out this week, I'm opening up a free metabolic and body composition exam. That's a $150 visit on me, nothing out of your pocket, where we actually measure what's happening inside you, how much muscle you've got, how much fat you have, how your metabolism is truly running, and exactly what a plan looks like to take that fat off and leave the engine alone. My way. The way that still works every day because, you know, if we're doing it properly, you don't lose the muscle, you just lose fat. So now why only doing it with 10? Because this is my time. Not to be selfish, but one-on-one. And I can only do 10 of these a week and do them right. So they go fast, usually gone before the show's even over. And here's how little I'm asking for from you. You don't have to call and talk to anybody. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to commit to a single thing. There's no pressure, no pitch, no obligation. You can walk in, get measured, get the answers, and walk out. All you have to do is text me one word. So let me ask you something, and I want you to be honest with yourself this morning, right? In the quiet of the morning, I find that's when I'm most honest with myself. That's when I'm most authentic. If you keep doing exactly what you're doing now, where are you a year from now? Same weight? You keep re-losing, a little weaker, a little more tired? Or do you want to finally know what actually is going on there for free and do something about it while you're thinking about it? So if this is you, if you're just plain tired of losing the same 20 pounds over and over, pick up the phone right now before you set that coffee down and text the word tired to 845-896-1200. That's the word tired to 845-896-1200. 10 spots, first come, and when they're gone this week, they're gone. Do it now before you forget. Text TIRED to 845-896-1200 or 1200, and we'll get you measured this week. And listen, whether you ever text me or not, hear this part. You're not a number on a scale. You never were. You're an engine, and that engine's worth protecting. The people who win this thing aren't the ones who lose weight the fastest. They're the ones who are still strong, still steady, still doing their own thing 20 years from now. That can be you. It starts with the protein in the morning and the chair. Everything after that, we can figure out together. Hold that thought. I'll come back to you in your body in a few minutes. But first, I have to tell you something a little bit different that I can get into for you this week. All right, let me step off of weight loss just for a minute because I saw something in the news this week that I can't stop thinking about, and I think it matters to you. You know how about 30 years we've been told a glass of red wine at night was good for your heart? It was everywhere. Doctors said it, magazines said it, your own physician probably nodded along, while the newest research just came out and quietly flipped the whole thing over. Turns out moderate drinking is good for your story doesn't hold up. The latest genetics work is showing that whether it comes to your brain or your risk and risk of dementia, the risk goes up at every level, every step of the ladder, no safe little protective glass after all. So now I'm not up here to tell you not to drink your wine, have your wine. That's not my point. The point is they moved the number on you again. For 30 years, the advice was built around a number, a cholesterol marker, a heart statistic, and the second number changed, the advice reversed. And nobody apologized. That's the medical model we live inside. It chases numbers and moves a marker, shows you a product to move it, and calls it health. And then 5 years later, it tells you the number was measuring the wrong thing all along. So here's what I'm telling you to do, and what this show is about, you know, not just about your muscle and your spine, because if the system will flip on you about a glass of wine, what do you think it's doing with your weight and your back? It's doing the exact same thing. It's handing you a number on the scale, a number on a pain chart, and selling you the fastest way to move that number while the actual cause of the problem sits there untouched, getting worse in the dark. You can't outsource your cause, not with the scale, and you know, not as I'm about to show you, definitely not with your spine, which brings me to the second thing no one's measuring. And let me start this one somewhere universal too. Let me start where the word everybody's been Googling for the past 2 years straight: stress, cortisol. It's the wellness word of the decade. Everybody's talking about lowering it. Everybody's selling you a supplement for it. And here's what almost no one's telling you. Your stress doesn't just live in your head. It lives in your body. So let's talk about the thing that actually runs the whole show. Your nervous system is the master switch, brain to body, through your spine. That's the cable that carries every signal that keeps you alive. Your heart rate, your digestion, your immune system, your ability to calm down after a hard day, it all runs through that line, and that one line lives inside your spine. Now let's take a look at why I see it this way, because this isn't just something I read in a textbook. Years ago, I had the honor of working with our U.S. Olympic judo team. And here's the part that stops people when I tell them. I was not there to patch up injuries. These are some of the most explosive, finely tuned athletes on the entire planet. And they didn't just come to me because they're hurt. They came to me to function better, to get their nervous system firing cleaner, their reactions quicker, and their brains and their muscles talking to each other with less static on the line. Because at the very top of human performance, that fraction of a second is everything. And that's why chiropractic actually is at the highest level. It was never really about pain. It was about performance. And it's tuning that master switch. And the science that backs it up in a way that most people have never heard. Researchers like Dr. Heidi Havoc have put people under brain recordings, EEGs, magnetic stimulation of the brain, before and after single chiropractic adjustments. This is so cool. And they can measure the brain driving the muscles harder and cleaner afterwards. The sensory and motor signals lining up better than they did before. And other studies measuring something that's called heart rate variability, which is basically a live reading out of what your nervous system is stuck in stress or resting the way it should, shows people shifting out of that stuck gas pedal state after every spine that's adjusted. And it isn't a feeling, it's measurable. It's your master switch getting tuned. So sit with this question for a second, because it's the whole point of my morning. If that is what an Olympic athlete uses to sharpen a body that's already elite, what can you think it can do for you? For the person who just wants to bend down without the flash of fear, you know, sleep through the night and get through the day without being wired and exhausted. You don't have to be an Olympian to need that clean signal. You just need to keep that switch tuned. Now, here's where it gets personal. When you sit hunched at a screen, when you sleep wrong, when you've had an old injury you forgot about, your posture drifts. Your head creeps forward. A forward collapsed posture isn't a bad habit. It's a stress posture. It tells your nervous system to stay in a fight or flight, cortisol up, gas pedal stuck down state. You can drink all the calming tea you want, but if your body physically is locked in a stress posture, your master switch never gets to flip back to rest. And here's the part that turns into a real problem. When a joint in your spine loses its normal motion, and it does slowly from all that drift, the disc underneath it starts to break down faster. It dries out. It loses height. It gets brittle. And hold on to that fact, the drying out part, because in a few moments, I'm going to show you how technology that reverses it has really come to the forefront of how we're doing care. For now, though, just know this. Lost motion is where the disc starts down that road. So put it together. Lost motion accelerates disc breakdown. And here's the cruel part. You don't feel it while it's happening. You can feel fine. You could be sitting there this morning feeling perfectly okay and be sitting on that time bomb. And then one Tuesday, you bend down to pick something up like a laundry basket, nothing even heavy, nothing dramatic, and it feels like someone drove a dagger into your low back. And it doesn't go away. And that's the person who ends up in a surgeon's office being told they need a fusion, not because of the laundry basket, because of 10 years of lost motion nobody was measuring. But here's what I want you to hear this morning, and I want you to hear it clearly, because this is the part that changes everything. Now, maybe you took your eye off the ball. Life gets busy. I get it. You ignored it. No one was measuring that lost motion, and it kept grinding. And maybe by now you've degenerated too far for the simple stuff. The motion work alone won't get you back. That's not a reason to give up. That's the exact reason spinal decompression exists. Even if your spine's more degenerated than you like, right? Even if you've been told you have a bulging disc or a full-blown herniation, even if a surgeon has already said the word fusion to you, that's not the end of the story anymore. There's a real science-backed technology now that can change your life and get you back into the game of life. It's called spinal decompression. And I want to tell you a little bit how it works, because once you understand it, it makes complete sense. Here's the problem with a disc, right? A disc has almost no blood supply of its own. That's why once it starts to break down, it struggles to heal. It can't get the water, the oxygen, the nutrients it needs to repair itself, because there's no pipeline delivering it. So it just keeps degrading. Decompression solves that. What decompression does is gently, precisely create a negative pressure inside that disc. I want you to think about this like a controlled vacuum. And the vacuum does two things at once. First, it actually draws the bulging or herniated material back towards the center, away from the nerve it's been pressing on, which is where your pain and your numbness are coming from. And second, the same vacuum pulls water, oxygen, and nutrients back into the disc for the first time in years, and it can finally can rehydrate and start to heal. So this isn't me hoping out loud. This is measured. That's decompression research. Choice team documented nearly 28% reduction in disc volume when mechanics were restored versus barely 7% doing nothing. Apfel's work showed the disc heights itself coming back, and going all the way back to Ramos and Martin in the 90s, we've understood exactly how the internal pressure changes to make it possible. So when your spine gets too far gone for the simple stuff, this is the difference between living on pain pills, waiting for surgery, and getting your life back without ever going under the knife. This is a game changer. That's what I want a person who thinks they're going too far to understand. Would it be okay if I gave you a way to check yourself right now? All right, do this. You've got a door frame within 20 feet of you. So if you're within your home, look at the door frame, do this later, or do it right now. Stand in the doorway, your feet together, and look straight ahead as far at the far edge of the frame. So have someone glance at you from the side or catch yourself in a mirror or dark window. Is your ear stacked over your shoulder? Is your head sitting in front of your shoulders, drifting towards the door? Every inch your head shifts forward multiplies the load on your neck and winds that stress signal tighter. If your head's out front, and for most people it is, your master switch is stuck on. Here's your free give, two of them. Do these today. Number one, 60-second reset. Once this morning, stand tall. Roll your shoulders back and down. Tuck your chin gently so your ear stacks back over your shoulders, and take five slow breaths. In through your nose, long out through the mouth. That posture plus that breathing is manually flipping the switch from gas pedal to brake. 60 seconds, do it before you get in the car. Number two, check your motion, not just your pain. A couple times today, slowly turn your head left and right and notice, does one side feel shorter, stickier, blocked? Lost motion is an early warning, pain is a late one. So if the direction feels blocked, that's your body flagging the time bomb before it goes off. But here's the honest limit again. The doorframe test tells you something's off. It doesn't tell you where or how long it's been there or how much it's been stuck for how long. And the whole point of this morning is the pain is a late signal. By the time it hurts, you've already lost years. So you don't want to wait for that dagger. You want to find the time bomb while it's still quiet. So just same as before, for the first 10 people who reach out, I'm opening up free spinal and nervous system exams this week. $150 visit on me. No cost to you at all. Where we're actually look at your posture, your motion, and how that master switch is running. And we'll show you on film exactly where you stand. If you're early, we catch that time bomb while still quiet before it ever has to go off. And if you're ready further down the road, bulging disc, herniation, someone in a white coat told you need surgery, this is where we find decompression can put you back off that ledge and get you back in the game without the knife. And I only take 10 visits because I sit down with each of you who call in. So when they're going fast. Here's the honest question I want you to answer before you talk yourself out of it. What does it cost to keep waiting? Every month that stuck motion keeps grinding is a month closer to laundry basket morning, the dagger that doesn't go away, the surgeon's office, the fusion, the recovery, the life you don't get back. Compare that to 8 seconds and one text this morning to find out for free whether you're okay. Whether you're sitting on that time bomb right now, that's not a hard trade. That's the easiest yes you make all week. And remember what I told you, the same thing I did for Olympic athletes to make them function better is exactly what I'll be looking for in your exam. You don't have to be chasing a gold medal. You just deserve a nervous system that works. So don't wait for the pain to make the decision for you. Pick up the phone right now while my voice is still in your ear and then text the word spine to 845-896-1200. One word, spine, 845-896-1200. You don't have to call. You can if you like. If you cannot text, you can call that number as well. You don't have to explain. You don't have to commit to a thing. Just text the word and we'll take it from there. 10 spots. And once they're gone, this week they're gone. So text the word spine to 845-896-1200. And we'll find out while it's still quiet, whether you can better and get fixed. All right, before I let you go this morning, I want to leave you with one more thing. And out of everything I said today, this might be the most important because it costs you nothing and it's happening or it's not happening. In the next hour of your morning right now, while you listen to me, here's what I mean. Everything we talked about today, protecting your muscle, tuning your master switch, all of it sits on top of one foundation. And that foundation is your sleep, because sleep is your body, is what your body actually does to repair work. Sleep is when your muscle rebuilds after you stress it. Sleep is when your nervous system finally drops out off that gas pedal and resets for the next day. You can do everything else right, but if the foundation's cracked, none of it fully holds. So here's the question most people never ask: what's controlling your sleep? And the answer is going to surprise you, because it's not a pill, it's not a supplement, it's light. Specifically, the light that hits your eyes in the first hour after you wake up. Let me explain, because once you get this, you never unsee it. Your body has an internal clock, and that clock runs your whole rhythm, including the stress hormone, cortisol, we talked about in the spine segment. When you get the real bright morning light into your eyes soon after you wake up, you set the clock correctly. Cortisol rises in the morning where it belongs, gives you clean energy, and then it drops off at night so you can actually fall asleep. That's the way you're supposed to work. But here's what most people do instead. They wake up in a dark house to reach for the phone before they reach for the daylight. The sun never really hits their eyes, and so that clock never gets set. Cortisol stays flat and elevated all day long, and then it won't come down at night. And that right there is the wired but tired feeling. Exhausted at 9 in the morning, and then somehow wide awake at 11 at night, staring at the ceiling. Remember how I described the gas pedal stuck to the floor? Morning light is your foot finding the brake for free. So here's the last give of the morning, and I want you to do this today. Matter of fact, do it the second the show is over. Set the coffee down for a minute and step outside, onto the porch, into the backyard, or if it's just getting too cool for you, just stand at your brightest window and open it up 5 to 10 minutes. No sunglasses, and please don't stare straight at the sun. You don't need to, just be in the light. Let it reach your eyes. That one simple habit done every morning will sharpen your sleep tonight. And better sleep is when your muscle repairs, your nervous system heals, and it's the cheapest, most powerful health move that there is, which is exactly why no one's selling it to you and exactly why the medicine cabinet never mentions it. So put it all together, because this is the whole show in one breath. The light and the sleep, that's your free foundation. Your muscle, that's the engine you protect on top of it. And a clean firing spine, that's the wiring that runs through every bit of it. Miss the foundation, and the engine and the wiring never fully work, which is the whole reason a pill that ignores all three was never, ever going to fix you. You're the one that fixes you. I just hand you the right tools. Now the free stuff. You can start this morning on your own. The light, the protein, the 60-second reset. But if you want me to actually look under the hood and measure what's going on, that's where I come in. And I've got a small number of spots left this week. So if you're just plain tired, tired of losing the same 20 pounds over and over, tired of dragging through your day, text me the word tired. That's the word tired, 845-896-1200. And I wanted to share that we're in Fishkill, New York, right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. We have people come from all over the place, but just understand how far you come from so I can be able to give you the care that you properly deserve to get healthy. And if it's your back, if you want your spine checked before it becomes a surgery conversation, text me the word spine. That's spine to 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. 10 spots for each. They go fast. And once they're gone this week, they're gone. One more time, both words, same number, tired or spine, 845-896-1200. Because here's what this is really all about. And it's not about a number and a scale. It's not about a bad back. It's about whether you get to stay independent. Whether you're 75 years old, still carrying your own groceries, still doing your own work, still driving yourself to church on a beautiful morning like this one. That's the whole game. Protecting your foundation, protecting your engine, protecting your wiring, and you get to keep on living your life on your own terms. And you know, I love this valley. If you run a church, or if you're involved with the church, or a 55 plus facility, or any group that you're involved with in Dutchess or Putnam County, I'll be honored to come and speak to your folks about exactly this. In your own home, wherever for the long haul, reach out anytime. So get your light, get your protein in, do your reset. And if today was the day one of those finally hit home, you know the two words and you know the number. Guys, I love you. It's just awesome being able to connect with you with this show for so many years. This is my 15 years on the radio. It's amazing. You know, I feel young. I feel my metabolic age and all the testing I do is young, but I say you have a chronological age too. Been in practice 29 years. I've been doing radio for 15 years. I've met so many wonderful people over the course of this time. I've changed so many lives over the course of that time, and it just keeps getting better. I love practicing. I told my wife the other day, I will never give it up. That's my favorite thing. She said, what about retirement? I said, I will never give up practicing. I may do it differently, but basically I want to continue practicing and helping people for the rest of my life. I don't consider it work. I consider it fun. I consider it easy. And that's why I keep trying to be better all the time. Going to seminars, speaking at seminars, try to help you guys get healthier. There's so many people have weight issues that are not even their fault. It's basically our food supplies and medications we're on. It's the stress we deal with. So many people have spine issues we've never been told to take care of. We've been told to brush our teeth before teeth become a problem, but we never told to check our spine, and the master control system runs through the middle of your spine, and we've been told to neglect it. I wonder if there's a hidden motivation behind that. I'm not going to get into that. But basically, if you take care of yourself properly, your body's always going to remain healthy. You're going to remain lean, healthy, light, focused, mission-driven, and loving your family and friends. And that's what it's really about, having a full, rewarding, rich life that you enjoy and that you can be of service to the people around you, not stuck in poor health, poor mental mindset, inability to do stuff. So guys, I love you. And I thank you for listening to my show. It's truly an honor. I said this a little bit before, truly an honor to have you listen to the show and anything I could ever do to help you, connect with me. But for this week, take advantage of those 10 visits and I'll be glad to do my best for you. As always, God bless you. And I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.